Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk to you about your strengths and your weaknesses. Everyone has them, no matter what age you are in life. The idea is to find out what you're great at and what you're weak at. A lot of people can point out their weaknesses right now as I speak to you because it's easy to be like, I'm bad at this, I'm bad at that, I'm bad at this, I'm horrible at this. Because a lot of people like to self-hurt themselves by always being overcritical and looking at what a big loser they are. I understand that, I understand what you're going through. But being a loser like that is a really good thing. People can look at it as saying, oh, well, you've only lost. Like, you're just always going to continue to lose. Cool, then I'll continue to lose. See, if you always win, then what are you really striving for? It's easy for you. You know, that's why some people are just built to be athletes, because it's easy. They don't have to worry about diet and their weight because they burn calories so much. They can eat Snickers and have a six-pack and be ripped. Easy. It's hard to be a loser and always try to get back on the horse, but that's a better path. Because if you continue to lose over and over again, you're fine-tuning what you like to do, what you're not good at, what you're good at. And so you're constantly working on things. And when you get that point, when you get to that losing point, that's what drives you. That's what gives you fuel to get back on the horse again. It's not the fact that you're not bad at certain things or you're not good at certain things. It's certain things just aren't working out. So we try again in a different vehicle, try again in a different setting. We try again doing other things, other people. And as you're moving forward in losing all this time, you're gaining knowledge, strength, and you're building your resume up for life or where you're at in life. Because no matter what, folks, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you're going to find your path no matter what. I just don't know how that works out for you because everybody's different. But you have to find the path that works for you. You have to find what doesn't work for you. And you only do that by experience. If you sit on the side and say, I'm just a loser, then that's where being a loser is bad. Because you're just self-hurting yourself and you're not getting back out there. Just get back out there. It doesn't matter whether you're going to win or not, or you're going to make it or not in this certain field or degree or whatever it is. It's the fact that you're in the process of doing it. And as long as you're in the process of doing something, even if it's just figuring out at home, like, all right, well, I've got a list of things I want to do, I've got a list of things I want to try, I want to see if this works out, I'm going to apply here, I'm going to apply there. It doesn't really matter. You're in the mode of working it out for yourself because you have to find out what works for you. I could give you all the advice, but I only know that's for me, what this works for me. Doing my magpies works for me. Controlling my diet works for me. Living a rich life works for me. I don't chase money works for me because that's what I value. I value my time with my friends. I value my time with my family. I value my time with things in my life and people in my life. I go to certain restaurants to see certain people because they're great wait staff, they're great hosts. That's what I value. But you got to figure out what you value. And you don't know that until you try. And then as long as you stay there, right? And you know, right? You tried this, you tried that, and now you know what you're not good at. And so then you work on what you're not good at. Slowly. Do by step by step. So for example, if you're like, oh, I'm really good, not really good at making a list. Well, just all you got to do is write one thing down a day. And then at the end of the week, you'll have a list of seven. That's progress. And so that way you're overcoming your weaknesses and you're getting better. And if you slip by saying, I'm just a loser and focus on your weakness and all the hard things, that's great. But sometimes work on the things that you're good at. Work on things to fine tune to be even better, whether it's just making your bed every day, of like doing military corners and folding your bed sheets a certain way. You're good at making your bed, but now you want to fine tune it to make yourself feel better. So boom, now you made your bed. Now you like put your shoes in order. Now you got all your jackets in order. You know, little things like that makes you feel you're accomplishing things, and then you go back to attacking your weaknesses. Now, your weaknesses are always going to be there, and it's always going to be a weakness, but there's not going to be the weaknesses once you started. So it's not going to be a lot easier to attack you on your weaknesses. That's where always evil attacks you. I'm going to go after their weaknesses, the pinpoints of the stuff that hurts the most, to get them agitated and riled so they will fight back at me and then I win. That's what they want. So don't let them bother you. Good, great. Talk to me. Like, people in my life tell me I'm fat all the time. Cool with me. I don't really care anymore. I'm comfortable in my weight. I feel healthy. I feel great. Awesome. People don't like the way that I dress. That's fine with me. I like what I like, and I'm comfortable wearing what I like because it fits me. I'm very picky when it comes to clothes because I really like certain looks. I'm a Ralph Lauren supporter. I've loved Ralph Lauren for a long, long time, and love him and his wife and the business and how they treat me. And I only buy Ralph Lauren clothes because there's a certain look and image I like. Now, the thing is, it may or may not go out of style, but it's always going to be me. And if I step out of that norm, people are like, whoa, what are you doing today? You ain't looking like this. People notice. They notice what I wear. They notice how I carry myself. And you're going to get there too. So it's not about where you are right now. It's about what are you doing to make yourself feel better, to get rid of that self-hate, that self-anger towards yourself, and to move forward slowly. And that's what we're here for. We're here to support you. We're here to give you other examples, not tell you what to do, but just make sure you have enough options so you can be like, man, I'm working on my weakness today. I got this. I got so-and-so working with me. I got so-and-so working with me here. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to attack it. You get better. And then people see you working through your struggles, working through that pain, right? And so now you're moving forward and you're inspiring other people to work on themselves. It's just a beautiful thing, step by step. And then once you figure all that out and you're like doing all these things, then you can hone in, like, boom, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm doing, and you can be true with it. Because the later and later you get successful, the better off you are mentally. You're mentally able to handle all that money. You're mentally stuffed to handle all that responsibility. Be the superhero people want you to be. Because we need more superheroes in the world to protect the people that are still working. And so as you're slowly getting to that point of being a role model and a hero for yourself, then you keep loving yourself, then you can accept other people's love, and then you can give out love to them, and then you can inspire all of them because you can say, hey, I know this guy was just like doing nothing and this, and he failed, and they can use that as experience, and you can use that as a weapon towards goodness, saying, look at all the negativity that I was doing back in the day of hurting myself, and then I just stopped and slowly cared for myself more. And they love that. They're like, oh, wow. Well, I mean, if this guy can do it, I know I can do it. And that's how the progress of working on yourself and working on all your weaknesses. And if you don't even know what your strengths are, I know I'm talking about the weaknesses a little bit too much, but if you know what your strengths are, you don't know, then that's going to be good too. Find out what you're strong at. Find out where your flex is good. Well, maybe your flex is like something even greater than what your original strength is. And then that becomes like a medium strength. And not like, it's not a true weakness, but it's not like you were this thing, new thing that you found is awesome and you're like so good at it. Focus on it. Make a pattern on it. So that way you can have a process of failing a little bit, doing things you're good at. Failing a little bit, doing things you're good at. Because you can always take a step back and then you'll take two steps forward. It's not taking multiple, whatever steps you take back, you're going to take forward steps in life, piece by piece, putting life however you seem fit to it. Because where you want it to, where you don't hurt yourself, you're not hurting the environment, and you're not hurting anyone else. When you're treating yourself and the environment, the world with respect, and they're going to give you respect. And that's where we want to get the whole world together. Well, folks, I want to thank you a lot for listening to us. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the world around you a little bit more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.